Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Part 7, Bhakti Lata Bij. And thus, it is by the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna that one receives the seed of devotional service, and one has only to sow the seed in the field of one's heart. Just as a gardener sows the seed of a valuable tree, so after sowing this seed, one has to water it in the form of hearing and chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, or by taking part in discussions about the science of devotional service in a society of pure devotees. For when the plant of devotional service sprouts up from the seed of devotion, it begins to grow freely. And when it is full grown, it surpasses the length and breadth of this universe, entering into the transcendental atmosphere where everything is bathed in the effulgence of Brahma Jyoti. And the plant even penetrates this Brahma Jyoti, gradually entering the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan. And there, the plant takes shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the ultimate goal of devotional service. After attaining this position, the plant produces fruit, which is known as the fruit of love of Godhead. However, it is necessary for the devotee transcendental gardener to pour water on the plant daily by hearing and chanting. For unless one waters the plant by hearing and chanting, there is every chance that the creeper of devotion will dry up. Thus ends Chapter 1 of Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Part 7, Bhakti Lata Bij, recorded May 16, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.